This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day in our calendar. It is a great day in our history. It is September 11th of 2023. What do we learn from that original September 11th that marked the country so deeply? There's just a little squib from USA Today. This was actually part of the newspaper on September 24th, 2001. So it was less than 2 weeks after the September 11th terror attacks. And they write that according to the latest CNN USA Today Gallup poll conducted September 21st and 22nd, 90% of Americans approve of the way that President George W. Bush is handling his job as president. He is up 4 percentage points from poll last weekend. And what did that mean? What was President Bush able to do to actually unite the country, something that people talk about doing, something that Biden had pledged to do that hasn't worked out entirely well? What can we actually learn from the experiences of September 11th? We'll be speaking to Ari Fleischer, who was presidential press secretary at the time and had developed a lot more credibility than Corinne St-Pierre, who is holding down the fort right now. Why is that? We'll be speaking about that with Ari Fleischer. Meanwhile, there continues to be a great deal of discussion about whether the presidential campaign is really over in terms of who is going to win and prevail in the primaries. And that kind of takes some of the energy away from the big confrontation between Trump and DeSantis, where the Washington Post reports that Trump and DeSantis take the campaign to the tailgate tent. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis shook hands at a tailgate and then took in the Cy-Hawk rivalry football game between the University of Iowa. Those are the Cyclones, the Cy's. And the Iowa State University, pardon me, University of Iowa is the Hawkeyes, and the University of Iowa, Iowa State University is the Cyclones. They were flanked by the Governor DeSantis, was flanked by the state's most prominent Republican governor, Kim Reynolds, who is highly popular and has not supported Donald Trump. Former President Donald Trump, who has insulted Reynolds, tossed autographed footballs into a cheering fraternity house crowd at Iowa State. He basked in his celebrity in a full suit and tie before watching the game from a private box. The game was it was about as exciting as the Seahawks-Rams game. In other words, not so much. And it was one of those games that was over fairly early in the proceedings. The game itself may not have maintained its level of appeal. The score was 17-3 at halftime in favor of the Hawkeyes, who went on to win 20-13. Scores of people in the crowd left with half the game still to go. Let's hope they don't do that with the presidential contest. A New York Times reports that the former president entered the game to a mix of applause and audible boos as a plane with a banner reading, "Where's Melania?" flew overhead, a nod to the absence of his wife from the campaign trail. Some attendees gave him the middle finger from the stands. There's some actual photographs of the middle fingers that were thrown at the image of President Trump. Gave him the middle finger from the stands while he looked on from the glass-paneled box from which he watched the game. Two people wearing inflatable costumes resembling Mr. Trump and Anthony Fauci, who managed the COVID response during the Trump administration and has been a target of Mr. DeSantis, took photos with game attendees. In other words, they had people wandering around dressed as Fauci and Trump, and you could have your photos taken with them at this football game in Ames, Iowa. While Iowa voted for Mr. Trump in 2020 with an 8 percentage point margin, the state's two major college towns, Ames, where the game took place, and Iowa City, home of the rival Iowa Hawkeyes, are deeply blue. The attacks came out early before either candidate arrived at the game. Mr. DeSantis' super PAC, Never Back Down, released a new online ad ahead of the game, which was devised to reach digital devices in the area around the stadium, criticizing President Trump's previous support for what? For transgender women competing in the Miss America pageant as insanity. Okay, with all of the things you can say against President Trump, and there are a number of things you could say about President Trump, really? You're going to attack him because he allowed transgender women to compete in the Miss America pageant when he was owned the Miss America pageant? I mean, not that he came into the locker room or the dressing room, pardon me, it's not even a locker room, and discomfited some of the contestants. It's the kind of thing that if you're a Spanish executive in the soccer, women's soccer field, it can get you fired. The ripped up DeSantis posters were strewn across the grounds outside the stadium. Asked by a reporter about Mr. Trump, who's leading him by double digits in the state, DeSantis made a glancing reference to the former president's four criminal indictments, saying that Iowans don't want the campaign to be about the past, but to be about the candidates' issues. Instead, he continued, they want it to be about their future and the future of this country, and that's what I represent. Iowa Republicans spoke to MSNBC about the choice between Trump and DeSantis. Listen, this is clip six.
I feel that he has too much baggage with his legal battles, and as our country is facing a lot of problems, we need to unify, and I feel like with him, there's going to be a lot of fighting. He never even once said, you know, yes, I did wrong. Yes, maybe I could have done this better. It was always, no, I never did anything wrong. I'm always right. And that, to me, was like, I'm sorry, you lost me.
I don't know if Trump needs to do anymore, because I feel like a lot of his supporters already have their minds made up. I think he is. I think he did the right thing of not going to the debate, because I think everyone already knows his opinions and everything from what he's done in his past presidency.
Okay, this is the biggest advantage Trump has in the campaign and the biggest disadvantage is most people know something about Trump and they know how they feel about him. And the difficulty is that when you actually look at the election, there are Americans who are undecided. And yes, it will be very important for President Trump or for Ron DeSantis or for Nikki Haley, who is again surging in the polls, to actually persuade people, not just appeal to them based on past associations. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
public resignation from the New York Times exposing bias and anti-Semitism shook the nation. She is the author of The Twitter Files, which exposed the orchestrated bias against conservatives in social media. On Friday, October 13th, join featured speaker Barry Weiss at Washington Policy Center's annual dinner. WPC is your voice for market-based reforms. It exposed the new so-called excise tax on capital gains as an income tax, no matter what officials call it. And while the governor and cap-and-trade advocates promised minimal to no impact on gas prices, WPC warned it would raise the tax you pay on gas by approximately 45 cents a gallon. And WPC research showed the encroachment of critical race theory in Washington's classrooms. WPC provides the insight and analysis you need to stay informed and to act. Subscribe to WPC's free weekly newsletter and support improving our state with free market principles. October 13th in Bellevue at the Hyatt Regency. Ticket and sponsorship details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the fun in Iowa. The New York Times points out that it was, to some extent, a revenge for what had happened previously at the Iowa State Fair. It points out Mr. Trump and Mr. DeSantis weren't the only candidates who vied for attention at the game between University of Iowa and Iowa State University. Other candidates who were there, well, Asa Hutchinson, who was there, who attracted almost no attention, he has been running an openly anti-Trump campaign and does not appear to have any momentum at all. In fact, he's considered unlikely to make it into the debate stage on the next debate that the candidates are holding in coming up in the end of this month, the month of September. Vivek Ramaswamy was also there. He is the political newcomer, as the Times describes him, who has drawn considerable attention in recent weeks. He strolled through the tailgate after several earlier appearances in the state. He garnered some attention, taking a quick shot of water from a shot ski, a ski to which shot glasses were attached, and shaking hands as he went. But he didn't stay for the game. He instead tried to jet off to a town hall in New Hampshire that was canceled after his plane was grounded due to inclement weather. Well, that didn't go so well. The day was almost a game within a game. The heckling, the flyover, and the anti-Trump ads, anti-Trump ads, which the DeSantis campaign had paid for to sort of saturate the area around Ames, Iowa, with anti-Trump sentiment, were reminiscent of the Iowa State Fair in August, when Mr. DeSantis faced taunting from the Trump campaign and its supporters, including with a plane flying a banner that read, "Be Likeable, Ron." At a sprint car race later that day, a crowd of 25,000 greeted Mr. DeSantis' appearance with a chorus of lusty boos. Trump got his own share of boos this time, and they flew a plane that had the banner, "Where's Melania?" I'm not sure that is the most effective answer to President Trump, but at least there's some relief, because Melania's not following him around from place to place. She's not there for the rallies anymore. She's not traveling with him. But somebody else will be. And listen, you might recognize the voice.
Well, if he doesn't do any of the debates, Howie, you know, we're going to give him another chance. I'm sure he's not coming to the Reagan debate. We'll give him another chance in Alabama. But if he doesn't come there, then I'm going to follow him around the country. Wherever he goes, I'll go. And we'll wind up talking to each other one way or the other. And he knows
that's
true.
You're going to change your travel schedule to go where Trump goes, just so I'm clear.
You bet.
Okay, Vivek Ramaswamy.
Okay, how do you think that would go? And how do you think that would work? If he doesn't come to the Alabama debate, then I'm going to follow him around the country. Wherever he goes, I'll go. Whither she goes, I will go. That's Ruth of Naomi in the Bible. And we'll wind up talking to each other one way or the other, and he knows that's true. And Trump is going to be afraid to talk to Chris Christie. The idea is that most of the places that Trump is going to be going, meanwhile, are not golf courses, even as much as a different kind of locale, was a courtroom. Honestly, if you look at his schedule, will Christie be able to get in if he's going to try to follow him from one courtroom to another? That would be outstanding. There is also a great deal of material about, and it's in every newspaper and it's everywhere, about the a faction in the House of Representatives threatening to shut down the United States, basically to cut off any funding for our government. There are 20 members of the House. This is the Wall Street Journal, not the New York Times, not the Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, conservative newspaper. Now with government funding expiring on October 1st, which is shockingly soon, it's 20 days from now. 20 days from now is Halloween, and then right after that is October 1st, obviously, is Well, wait, that's wrong. I'm October 31st, so this is before October 1st. We're talking about 20 days. It's really soon. And with government funding expiring on October 1st, hardline Republicans returning to work this week are signaling that they are ready to use tougher tactics to extract concessions. The expected face-off could lead to a government shutdown this fall, or even potentially trigger a vote on keeping McCarthy as Speaker. Everything's on the table to hold the Speaker accountable for what he committed to do back in January, said Representative Bob Good, who's a Republican out of Virginia. He's one of 20 House Republicans to cast votes against McCarthy during his speakership fight. And part of the way he won the speakership fight is he agreed to this situation where any single member of the House can challenge McCarthy's right to the speakership and force another vote. And if 20 Republicans say, no, we're not going to vote for McCarthy, then he won't be returned as Speaker. The disputes are many, but they center on cutting federal spending and stepping up border security, with opposition to any funding for Ukraine and complaints about Justice Department prosecutions of former President Donald Trump and others also in the mix. Members have been talking a big game, with some saying a brief shutdown might be well worth it if it brings real change to Washington. Nothing happens in this town without force, said Representative Eli Crane, Republican of Texas, another of the 20 conservatives. That's what he wrote in a social media posting. In this spending fight, we can and absolutely must use force. A secure border, an end to the weaponization of the DOJ and the FBI, an eradication of woke policies from our military, and let's not forget ripping up that blank check to Ukraine. Is this a way to make policy? And what happens with the Senate? Because the Senate also has to pass funding bills. They're part of the game. We will get to that question and more. And what can we learn from September 11th? Coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Former New York City Police Commissioner Bernie Kerik told Newsmax he was appalled by the attendance of some people at Monday's September 11th ceremony at Ground Zero, especially Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
This is a guy that's created a bigger threat to this country than we faced on September 10th, 2001 by completely, intentionally, and willfully opening the U.S. borders.
Kerik was in charge of the NYPD when the 2001 attacks occurred. President Biden marked a new airline deal and other business investments Monday. He met with Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh of Vietnam in Hanoi, and the two welcomed a new $7.8 billion deal between Boeing and Vietnam Airlines. Approximately 15 million households will have access to Disney-owned channels like ESPN and ABC once more. The media companies come to an agreement with Charter Communications. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
One of the big questions here, we're in the middle of a presidential campaign. They're coming up to another debate at the end of the month of September. And literally, October 1st, the government shuts down. And right now, the Hill is reporting, at just breaking today, hardline Republicans in the House are itching for fights over opening an impeachment inquiry into President Biden and extracting deep spending cuts even at the risk of a government shutdown. Their eagerness to fight isn't just with Biden and the Democrats, but also with Republicans and their conference worried about the political risks of an impeachment fight and a shutdown. By the way, the idea of attempting to impeach Joe Biden now, and largely because of his associations with his son Hunter, look, there are all kinds of serious questions about the ethics that Biden followed while he was vice president. There's a new editorial by Rich Lowry, who I greatly respect, saying Biden is corrupt. But I've recently been writing about the history of impeachment in this country, and it's virtually impossible to impeach a president. They didn't even impeach Richard Nixon. They didn't even vote for impeachment in the House of Representatives. They had gone through a House committee recommending impeachment. But the idea that Nixon was a patriot, and he saw where it was going, and he saw how divisive it was, and he resigned. And is that kind of thing possible? Not for Joe Biden, and certainly not in a situation where it's unimaginable that there would be any kind of successful impeachment. If you look at this, when Bill Clinton was impeached, which I so strongly supported at the time, as I think virtually all conservatives and Republicans did, because Bill Clinton was, in fact, a Slick Willie, as you'll recall, was not any conservative's idea of an ideal president. But the notion that his personal life was going to result in charges of perjury and obstruction of justice that would drive him from office, where are the Democratic votes for that? You may remember that, like, Joe Lieberman gave a very famous speech in the House of Representatives, but he favored the idea of censuring Bill Clinton, and they could have gotten that vote. Dianne Feinstein, and this was, of course, many years ago when she was far sharper than she is today, Dianne Feinstein, as a senator from California, had recommended that they take a vote in the Senate, and she would have voted for it, too, to censure Bill Clinton, to reprimand him. Fine. But to drive him from office was nutty. Because what would have happened? And again, please, people have to ask that question today, especially when Marjorie Taylor Greene, who was one of the biggest supporters of Speaker McCarthy, said she will not vote to fund the government unless the House opens an impeachment inquiry right now into Biden. Well, you would think that all those inquiries that they already have going on in the Judiciary Committee and the House Oversight Committee, Judiciary Committee run by Congressman Jim Jordan, and the House Oversight Committee run by Jamie Comer, all of this is going on to investigate Hunter and to investigate Biden. But for God's sake, the idea that Marjorie Taylor Greene now wants to impeach Biden, it's nothing new. And Colorado House Republican member Ken Buck from Colorado, who is showing more and more courage and insight, it seems to me, he let Marjorie Taylor Greene have it for wanting to basically destroy the speakership of Kevin McCarthy, rather than delaying or avoiding this impeachment disaster. Listen to Representative Ken Buck of Colorado, clip 7.
Well, Marjorie filed impeachment, articles of impeachment on President Biden before he was sworn into office more than 2.5 years ago. So the idea that she is now the expert on impeachment, or that she is someone who should set the timing on impeachment, is absurd. The time for impeachment is the time when there's evidence linking President Biden, if there's evidence linking President Biden to a high crime or misdemeanor. That doesn't exist right now, and it isn't really something that we can say, well, in February we're going to do this. It's based on the facts. You go where the facts take you.
And Matt Gaetz has joined Marjorie Taylor Greene, of course. He is decidedly not a McCarthy ally. He voted against him 15 times on the floor of the House. He suggested he could force a vote on ousting the Speaker if he does not push toward impeachment of Biden and other officials. If Speaker McCarthy stands in our way, he may not have the job long, Gaetz wrote on X, formerly known as Twitter. More moderate members of the House say there's not enough evidence to move forward on an impeachment inquiry and are pushing leadership to reach a compromise with Democrats to keep the government open. Representative Dan Bacon, a Republican of Nebraska, said the GOP needs more concrete evidence to open an impeachment inquiry. And last week, the Executive Council of the Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus sent congressional leaders a letter urging them, please, to put differences aside and sit down together in the spirit of bipartisanship every single day until a solution is reached on appropriations bills. Lawmakers have precious little time to reach a funding deal. This is from The Hill. When the House returns tomorrow, there will be only 11 legislative days left before the end of the month deadline. And it costs us money. I mean, you know that old saying, Everett Dirksen was famous as saying, you know, a billion here, a billion there. Eventually that adds up to real money. Okay, this is what you're talking about. Because these shutdowns are expensive, because you have to pay people their back pay, and you're not really eliminating government functions. What you're doing is making them less efficient and more costly. Lawmakers agree that a continuing resolution, or CR, will be needed to keep the government open and to buy more time to negotiate annual funding measures. But even that will be tough because the House Freedom Caucus, that's Matt Gaetz and company, last month said it would not support a short-term measure to fund the government unless it addresses the situation at the border, the weaponization of the Department of Justice, and woke policies in the Pentagon, including support for Ukraine. The idea that all of this is going to culminate with shutting down the government, how did the government manage to actually work together in response to September 11th, 2001? It is September 11th today. We have the pleasure and the honor of speaking with Ari Fleischer, who was part of history at that time as the press secretary to President George W. Bush. And the ability of George W. Bush to connect with the American people at that time and to bring people together at a time when, yes, there was great polarization between the two parties. What was behind that? We will get a perspective on this very serious day, commemoration day, of the terror attacks of September 11th with Ari Fleischer, coming up on the Medved Show.
We will win.
This is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start. Remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is a great pleasure to welcome back to the show Ari Fleischer, who was White House Press Secretary for President George W. Bush. He was part of the historic events of September 11th, that's today, but back in 2001. And we're just talking off the air about the remarkable fact that 2 weeks after the terror attacks of September 11th, President Bush had an approval rating that reached 90%. Now, Joe Biden is below 45%. So President Bush had double the percentage of people who approved of the way he was leading the country as Joe Biden does right now. Ari Fleischer, what is it that President Bush did right in responding to September 11th that allowed him for a couple of years, including his successful reelection drive, where he was a Republican, actually won a majority of the popular vote? What is it that President Bush did right that allowed him to unite Americans the way he did?
It's simple. He was strong and he was in tune with the will of the country. You know, after that, the one moment, that bullhorn moment on September 14th, when he said that I can't hear you, or you can't hear me, but the people who did this will soon hear from all of us. And the country roared. He captured the sentiment of America who wanted to bring justice to those who attacked us. And then he led in a strong and determined manner. There was no wishy-washiness. There was no half measures. And I think that's exactly what the country was looking for.
In terms of the kind of character that you saw, and that I know you admired working with President Bush, do you see any of the people in the Republican field this time, or the Democratic field, if you see anybody over there, who illustrates those same character attributes that allowed President Bush to be a two-term reelected president?
Well, first and foremost, what allowed President Bush also on September 12th to be popular was the nation rallied. It didn't matter what party you were. Everybody joined together because of the calamity that had just taken place. I don't want that to ever happen again, to be the cause of a president who can successfully bring us together. But I do think that what can bring the American people out of this age of polarization is strong leadership. Is leadership with a backbone that doesn't polarize. A president who knows how to use rhetoric to bring people together, not to split people apart. President Biden's an utter failure in that. Donald Trump, for his many strengths on policy, that's not his forte. He's polarizing himself. And, of course, the Democrats hate him with a vengeance to the point where they indict him. But I think when you look at Tim Scott, when you look at Nikki Haley, when you look at Ron DeSantis and what DeSantis has done in Florida, any one of those candidates could rise to that moment, yes. On the Democrat side, Kamala Harris, absolutely not. And one other on the Republican side.
Robert Kennedy Jr.?
No, no. And he's not a serious candidate. I mean, he's going to be a thorn in Biden's side, but he won't go beyond that. And Ramaswamy strikes me as a Republican Pete Buttigieg of this cycle. He's highly articulate, very fast on his feet, but he has no chance.
Right. And the thing about Pete Buttigieg is people kind of liked him. The one adjective that people use most frequently, and people have researched this about Ramaswamy, is annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you talk about decrying polarization. How do you bring people together? You don't do it by saying everybody on the stage is corrupt, except me. You know, we've got as a country to get beyond that to the point where you don't question the motives of the people you're running against, whether they're in your party or the other party. I'm afraid with Biden and with President Trump, we're going to be in for that for four more years. The polarization will eventually fade, but it requires leadership.
You mentioned three Republicans who you think are serious challengers to President Trump, Nikki Haley and Tim Scott and Ron DeSantis. Don't they have to narrow down to one challenger in order to have a real shot against Trump?
100%. I mean, mathematically, it's just going to be impossible otherwise. But the timing isn't yet, and I don't think that timing will happen until post-New Hampshire. What typically happens is right around now, throughout the fall, candidates start to drop out, and that's going to happen. It's going to be harder to get on the stage for the second debate. That's going to lead candidates to drop out. They're not going to have the money. They're going to drop out. After New Hampshire, if it's still three or four candidates, or even two or three against Donald Trump will win with a plurality.
As he did last time. And in other words, knowing these people, and I know you know all of them, and respecting them and their relationships with one another, who do you think is most likely to emerge as the ultimate challenger to President Trump?
I wouldn't try to guess yet. I just think people, pundits have been wrong too often. You've just got to let the process play out. And let, in this case, the people of Iowa start to cull the herd. The people of New Hampshire cull it even further. And then when you get to South Carolina, the third state, you know, if Tim Scott and Nikki Haley are both in, that's a dream come true for Donald Trump. So whichever of them has got the lead, the other one really ought to drop out at that point.
And again, that's it seems to me not a ridiculous prospect at all. In terms of winning the election against Joe Biden, do you think there's a potential problem with Republicans underestimating an incumbent president's ability to rally his party?
In this case, it won't be Joe Biden rallying the party for Joe Biden. It will be rallying Democrats against Donald Trump, which is why Joe Biden will again pursue, instead of a basement strategy this time, he'll have a beach house strategy. He'll just stay on vacation at his beach house. He doesn't want the focus to be on him or his record or his age. He wants the focus all to be on Donald Trump. And that's largely how he won in 2020. That's his pattern for 2024. And many Democrats, even the young ones, who really just know Joe Biden is too old. The question is, they're not motivated. They don't want to vote for Joe Biden. But will they show up in huge numbers to vote against Donald Trump? That'll be a huge determinant of who the next election president is, if Donald Trump's the nominee.
The Washington Post just reported that if you want to hear about the events of September 11th, 2001 in vivid detail, look no further than Ari Fleischer's Twitter feed, and which I have right in front of you, and it is utterly gripping. and also his book, his most recent book. We will post the Twitter feed on our website at michaelmedved.com. His most recent book is called Suppression, Deception, Snobbery, and Bias. It's the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. Why the press gets so much wrong and just doesn't care. A member of the press who is noted for getting things right and for serving his country is indeed Ari Fleischer. Do you have another new project that you're working on?
You know, Michael, I work in sports. I do a lot of work for different clients in the world of sports communications and corporate communications. So that keeps me busy. I try to stay away from active duty politics. Every once in a while I get dragged back in. And I'm a Fox News contributor, which is always fun.
Well, of course. I appreciate it. Why do you think that we have not had a repeat of September 11th?
Because the United States toughened up, because we cracked down, we stopped the CIA from denying information to the FBI. They can share information now. We've used drones abroad to take out terrorists. We got tougher. The big thing I worry about, Michael, is our southern border. 149 people who are on the terrorist watch list have been arrested at the southern border. That is still a major American vulnerability, and we need to close it up.
And God willing, we will. Ari Fleischer, again, his most recent book, Suppression, Deception, Snobbery, and Bias, Why the Press Gets So Much Wrong and Just Doesn't Care. But this is a day when Americans can remember the events and the feelings of September 11th and maybe care all over again. We'll be talking about a new survey that shows how many people around the world judge the United States accurately as this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor a locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.